The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us today. It's a beautiful day, and we're having fun. We're alive, we're above Earth, and everything is fantastic. Today is Father's Day, and I'm not going to let that one slip. It is Father's Day, and before I get into saying Happy Father's Day to every dad out there, every father out there, I want to say, if you are the parent or the child, I'm sorry, and you're not having a conversation, you don't feel that your father is worthy of a phone call, a text, a message, a Twinkie, or maybe a tie, you may have not looked at all the parts of your life. You may disagree, because we all do, at certain things that we had to go through, like our discipline. When we become parents, we understand them more. When we were doing math in our class, we always ask, why do I need to know this? When you become an older person, probably a parent, you'll understand most of the discipline that was set out for you. Somebody is walking in front of you and taking the dangers out of your path. This is what we do as fathers. So if you're not feeling that great, and you may think he may have not done a fantastic job, you have to put everything in that bowl while you try to make come up with that conclusion, that decision. You had warmth in your house. You had roof over your head. You had food in your belly. You had advice, you may have taken trips, you may have had good laughter and somebody to cover your back. All of it is part of being the father that we are. You may not agree with the methods that we've used, but sometimes we're using it based on our own knowledge. This is why we do it. You may consider it to be strict. When you do have your own child, at some point, you will be able to relate to what you had to go through. Was he there for you? Was he supportive in any way at all before you make that decision? We have to take a good look at the package before we draw the conclusion. Get all the facts before you lay the blame. And please measure the good as well as the bad. Remember, today is Father's Day. It may not mean that much to you, but you have to appreciate the facts that it may mean the world to those who have done their best trying to put you on the path that you're on. It wouldn't take a lot from you to reach out and say, Happy Father's Day, because that's what today is. Father's Day, Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Like I will always say, we put in what we could, we gave what we could, we tried our hardest to give you the best path possible. Maybe along the way, you may not see it that way, but regardless, we were putting in the effort that we thought was necessary for you to get on your path. Welcome to Barrington Show. We talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness. We talk about getting you woken up. We say, wake up. We want you to understand all that there is about the life that you're living. We say, wake up and live your best life, your happy life, your best self. We say, wake up, because this is the way your life should be. And if you're not having fun doing it, there's an opportunity for you to open that door to take a look inside and find a better method that will serve you best. You should be happy all the time. You should always be joyous in everything you do. You should not be living a life carrying hate or anger or insecurity. This is a method in which you could relieve yourself from the unnecessary stress that we pick up on our journey through life. Was it introduced to us? Did we create it? Are we not feeling the way we should feel simply because we're not in a position we think we should be? That answer can only be correct if you know who you are. Know thyself. You will clearly understand where you are. Seek the truth, and this will give you an easy path throughout life. Know thyself. Wake up. Live the spiritual life you're supposed to live. Realize that you are the driver of the vehicle that you're a part of. Having said the vehicle, the body carries the true identifiable you, which is inside, which is the soul. Wake up. Live the life you're supposed to live and be free. Wake up is what we talk about. This is what the Barrington Show is all about. We're opening the doors. I had emails here today and someone was saying to me that I should set up a practice and I should be teaching this. I do have one. You're listening to it right now. It is the practice. I am not teaching you. I am hoping to open a door for you to step in and find your own way. Your purpose is personal to you and only identifiable to you. Once you find it, you could pass that information on, and that's the only way others could know your purpose, is if you've told them once you have found it. No one exterior of you will know what your purpose is, because it was designed by you, for you, to fulfill whatever it was that you showed up here to do. One of it was to experience the human body, the human life, and to be able to touch things. And you could turn your thoughts into actual physical things. This is a great part of your purpose of being here. Yours, I am not sure. Mine, I'm working on it. You can find yours. Maybe mine is to tell you how to get to this place of freedom and happiness without fear. Your world will be better if everybody is moving in the same direction and no one else is pulling you in a different direction because of their own self-gain. Wake up is what we talk about. Welcome to the Barrington Awaken Show. Welcome to all the listeners all around the world, wherever you may be today, listening to this show. You have common interest with everybody who's doing the very same. I have been on this show for a couple of years, a little bit more, and I'm realizing the questions that I'm getting from the audience, they're very deep and they're involved, more so now than when we began. I would like to think you've been following the show and you are growing. I'm thanking every single one of you out there for participating, and when you do have a question, hopefully we can answer it. When you do have that question, somebody else has the same question, I could give that answer or point you into the direction to find the answer for yourself. I appreciate your support. This show is alive because of you. Thank you for what you've done, and congratulations, because you are growing. You have become or stepped into the path of spiritual life, a spiritual life. You have gained. and probably have lost a lot of the things that wasn't necessary for you to be carrying around, like the stress. I've been doing the show for a long time, and the response I get today is they're getting more involved, they're more deep. I would love to think that you have grown to a level, a more understandable platform to stand on to conduct the rest of your life. Thank you for the support. When I do the show, we do it for everyone. We're internationally known. We do get emails from all around. And I want to thank everybody for participating and learning and growing. And we will expand. Hopefully, we've told others about this program. And we've also told ourselves that it's doing something for us. I would like to think at this point, you've involved yourself in meditation. You've involved yourself in healthy diet, taking care of your body, eating plant-based foods more so than probably before, and living a healthy spiritual life. We hope the growth continues. And thank you very much for being a part of the Barrington Awaken and being a part of the spiritual gain. Welcome everyone from all around the world. Welcome to the longtime listeners and the supporters of this show. Thank you very much, everybody, and welcome home. We started out a little earlier saying about it's Father's Day. And, you know, we have to say hello and be kind and remember that we all have a father. Without them, we couldn't have been here. Some has passed. He is still father. So what I'm saying, because it's Father's Day, we're going to talk a little bit about all the things that is important for us to have passed on to our children. And, you know, we have to step back. I'm not taking anything away from the mothers. I'm sure you are part of it. This is 50% or in some cases 100% what is supposed to be yours. But today we're talking about fathers and Father's Day. I was driving down the road the other day and I saw a man standing out in his field. And I went back the next day and he was still out standing in his field. I didn't understand it, so I went, pulled over, walked over to him and asked him why he was out standing in his field. And he says, "I am trying to win the Nobel Peace Prize." I said, "Really?" He says, "Yes. And what I have to do to win that Nobel Peace Prize is to be outstanding in the field." Father's Day joke. I think it's funny. He's outstanding in his field. So there's a lot of things that went on growing up with my three children, and they've taught me more, a lot more than I thought they would have. And I think I got more from them than they got from me. My son and I were talking the other day, and he says, "Why did you teach us sign language?" And I had to answer, "Because when we're in public, I want to yell at you without anybody getting involved." They ask, "Why do you make us put, we went into the stores and you make us put our hands in our pocket. If your hands are in your pocket, you can't pick up anything or touch anything and hopefully not knock everything over." These are the questions that I went through with my boys. And it was kind of funny because I realized a lot of the things we did, we traveled a lot, we traveled often. I didn't emphasize the importance of the academic education. I wanted them to learn how to be free and to see other parts of the world. I wanted them to learn to respect everybody. We didn't discuss race ever. We didn't discuss religion. I didn't want to choose for them. Whenever I was really tired, I would create a thing called a family nap so we can all nap together and I get what I want out of it because I need that nap after a hard day. I allowed them to be who they are. It was okay that they played and it was messed up the basement where they played their sports. And it was okay because that was repairable. And I allowed them to grow up to be exactly who they want to be. Many times I emphasized the importance of how they could simply be anything they want to be. You just have to find out what it is, spend some time researching it, be a part of it, ask questions about it, and if that's where your interest is, eventually you'll be in it. We had what we call International Wednesdays. International Wednesdays were every Wednesday we would pick a country, starting from the letter A all the way down to Z, and find out what that country was eating, their food, or it's a city, if there's no country that starts with that letter. And that was International Wednesdays, and we all look forward to it. And it was time to research and figure out what they ate. My method behind this was just to teach them to think broader and more outside the box. We went for a lot of walks, and I remember the most important thing was to spend time, quality time that you are with the children. Just spend time with them. They'll learn to be like you. And no matter what you think, they are going to be like you because they are mini you. You may have a few and you see different parts of your personality in each one. Regardless, they're still going to be a part of you. We played games a lot. I encourage them all the time to be get the facts, get the truth before you lay the blame. Always get the facts in everything you do in life before you lay the blame. I was able to correct them only when they're dead wrong. If I didn't understand it, I would leave it alone. Like I said, we traveled a lot, and I wanted them to understand the ideas and the differences that they may see in other people. I ask them not to judge anyone because they don't understand that person's possession in life, situation, how they got where they are, or to compare yourself to anyone because we're all the same, we're all equal. I had rule number one. And rule number one was, I never panic. And you're not allowed to panic until you see me panicking. That was rule number one. Because they're boys, when they got older, I had another rule number one. And that was, if you're going to get physical with anybody, you cover it up. We all know what we're talking about. But rule number one was always, don't panic. You're not allowed to panic until you see me panic. And I never panic. Because they're children, we know we only get about 5 years of their life to correct them or to make them the person they will become. By the time they hit five, they've gathered enough information from you by attitude, by moods, that they will need to carry out their entire life. They will inherit 400 years of history within that 5 years, just based on your behavior. We really only get 5 years to turn our children into whatever path that you're on or you want them to be on. We do not get to choose for them. So you want to be mindful of listening as to what they choose for themselves and support them to the best of their abilities. I challenged my son and sons, and I say to them, I will buy you a new toy, anything you want, a new bicycle, if you're able to beat me in chess before you turn 16. I needed for them to learn that art of thinking and how to get the game of life the same way you can by playing chess. So I challenged them to go and try to beat me in this game. And they went to practice for many years, and they never did, but that's separate. I haven't played them lately, but the point is I wanted them to learn that. We listen to music a lot. And we danced. Boy, did we dance. And we laughed. We had treat nights where we all get a turn of picking the movie. Regardless of how young you may be, you get to choose this movie and we will support it. Mine was always comedy because I understand the importance of wanting to laugh. I was telling them one time when they were ready to ride their bicycles how I'm going to show them to get to ride their two-wheelers tomorrow. The night before, I would say, go to bed, and when you wake up, we're going to go for a bike ride, and when we finish bike riding, you get to ride to the store and buy yourself a treat. Get yourself a treat, whatever you want. Of course, that worked out very well. The next morning, they were so excited to go get their treat, they forgot that they had to learn how to ride the bike, so they put it all together in one swing, and they take care of that real fast because their focus was on something else. And the pressures of not getting it right didn't exist. Plus, I told them I spoke to God last night, and I told them that God said I should hold the bike and give him a little shove and run along with him, then let it go, and then God himself will hold the bike up for him, and he'll be good. And it worked in all three cases. Take care of your children, because what you pay into them is what you will receive. What you give is what you will get back. If you believe in the goodness and you give good and pay attention to your children and give them the right path, they will, in turn, take care of you because you're teaching them how to care, how to take care of, how to be responsible. So you're making an investment into your own life later on in life. Don't get mad because they've made mistakes. They will. They're children. They should. And you, being the elder or the responsible one, you can correct it. Not to your own liking. And make sure it is, in fact, a mistake, not just disagreeing with your beliefs. You allowed them to grow. You allowed them to be who they are. They will surprise you, and don't be angry if they didn't turn out to be the plumber, the electrician, the doctor, the nurse, anything. They have got their own path, pardon me. We have to sit still and just watch them and let them do their own thing. We are the fathers, they're looking up to us. When the boys were young, I wrestled with them a lot. And I showed them my dominance. And of course, they were very little, sometimes under five. But you have to wrestle with them and let them know that you are the strength. Because you can't do that when they're teenagers. But if you set that path right when they're young, they're less likely to challenge you when they're physically able. You're not breaking them. I guess you're just protecting you. But in the same sense of it all, you're teaching them how to be responsible and respectful to the manner in which they were raised. It's our job as a father. And being the father to sons, I realize that we have the quality to give them certain things that their mothers cannot. Do certain things for them that their mothers may not know how. We're talking about fathers today. We're not taking anything away from anybody else. We're simply just saying you are very important in their lives. I noticed that when my boys were frightened or afraid, they would pick a parent to run to based on what it was, the reaction. Did they fall down and scratch their knee? I wouldn't even hear about it. Were they afraid of the boogeyman under the bed? I'm the first one to hear about it. So we play different roles, and this is it. If we've got this opportunity to share the load, then we have to do it and make sure that that other partner is involved in the life, their lives. But as a father, you have a very specific role to play. We have to choose for them, and we have to put aside our own time for them. We have to step out and show them how to become responsible members of society. it backfires sometimes. One of my favorite things was to say to my children, always save your money. Always save your money. When my son was 16, he got a part-time job. I had to get out of bed around 1 o'clock to go pick him up on the weekend. And then I'm bringing him home. I asked him if I could borrow a dollar to buy coffee. And he said, no, you always say, save your money. And at that point, what you got? And he didn't even lend it to me. At that point, you just have to realize they are paying attention, but be mindful that the words that you throw at them will come back to you. Make sure they don't come back to haunt you. My point behind all that is to do what you can to serve them the way we're supposed to. I would say for 9 years consecutively, I had to be going back and forth to Little League games and karate and soccer and baseball and practices. And you do this, so you put your life on hold for a long time. But you did sign up for this job. Make sure you're doing it to the best of your ability without complaints. Have we got...
We have a couple of emails that came in. Folks, if you're just listening, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with, of course, your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Send us an email right now if you have a question, a thought, a comment, just to say hello. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Josh did that at the beginning of the show, and he says, Happy Father's Day, and I noticed you said we are above Earth. What does that mean? That's from Josh. Amy says, I love it, Barrington. You don't panic. That's amazing, an amazing asset for a parent. I know a lot of parents that panic at the smallest things. So cool. Thanks. That's from Amy. Kim says, Happy Father's Day, enjoying your insight on being a father. That's from Kim. Let's see here. Mike also says, Happy Father's Day to you. It sounds like you raised your boys really, really well. You should be proud. That's Mike. And lastly, Susan also says, Happy Father's Day to you, Barrington. Enjoying the show. And back to you.
Well, thank you very much, everyone, for the Happy Father's Day greeting there. Thank you very much. And proud of my children? Absolutely. Thank you, Mike, for that. They were my teachers, believe it or not, because, you know, prior to having kids, you're not the father. And then you become a father and you sit back and you have to hold the reins somewhat harsh because you do want them not to fall off the edge of the cliff because, you know, you can't live with that. But yeah, you do have to take care, but relax and listen. And I want to say this. Your children are learning from your actions, not your words. Words are very important, but the action is what makes the difference. So whatever you think you're doing and they're not being mindful of it, don't kid yourself. The aura exists and they fall a part of it. They're learning from the actions of you. And the action does teach a lot better than the words. So you want to be mindful of what you're doing. Thank you very much for that. And yes, I have wonderful children. They haven't caused me too much headache or heartache, any of the above. And I think they were awesome growing up. And we had a lot of fun doing it. I would do it again in a heartbeat. So yeah, I'm very proud. And Kim, thank you very much for the Happy Father's Day situation. And hope that you have wonderful children who will acknowledge you on the Mother's Day that we're not talking about today. But thank you very much for being a part of the show. Welcome home. I appreciate you all being there. Amy, you say, I don't panic. And absolutely not. When you really slice it down, you must never sweat the small stuff. And if you look at it carefully, it is relatively small. I don't know how, or I don't see how panicking would make the situation any better. So I would say keep a level head, deal with it as it is. If you have to panic, put it inside so the children don't see it. Because if you're panicking, they're going to panic. And the impact on them, I think, is going to be a lot worse than for you. So yeah, do not panic in any situation because the panicking makes it worse. and you want to take a second out of your life to take a deep breath and think about it before you react to it. Yeah, panicking really doesn't work. Josh, you said above Earth, and I'm not quite sure, not familiar with that. You said that I mentioned something above Earth. I'm not really sure where that's coming from. I don't know what it means. I'm not sure if maybe you heard something incorrectly. Above Earth, we're on the planet, we're part of it. Our spiritual existence is separate from the Earth. It is a part of our existence here. It's a part of the universe, but it's not in a physical, it's not a tangible part of anything. We're a part of the Earth. If, you know, we live here, we're connected to it. We're supposed to be actually barefoot and walking around in it, but you can't do that in January in this country. But you're supposed to, we're connected to it. All the other living things on this planet is also connected to it. I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to when you said above Earth. Thank you all for all the information that you've sent in. Thank you very much for the questions. And by all means, thank you very much for the Father's Day request, and the same for all the fathers out there. I do want you to make the best of it. And if you did get a tie, you have to love it because you did get. And this is why it's important to appreciate. It's not a bank you don't put in and expect things to be given back to you. It is what you have to do. It's our responsibility, and we take on that role. I said earlier that in my family, growing up with the children, I did not or never discuss race and differences in people. I showed other cultures to the kids by the traveling that we did. But the reason it wasn't important to discuss the race was because I realized I was 7 years old sitting at the table. My son was 7 years old. We were sitting at the dining room table. We spoke of a family that we know has four kids. Three of them are black and one is white. Three of them are girls and one is a boy. And the one that is white is a girl. We were talking about it and my son said, "Oh, one of them's adopted?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Which one?" I said, "Well, how come you don't know?" He goes, "Oh my God, the boy, Jordan, the boy was adopted." I said, "Oh," I realized that my son at that age could not see colors, not because he's blind, because it's not relevant to his life or relevant to where he is in life. It was a funny joke. I remember it all, all the time because I've come to understand that at some point they change. And they pick up attitude or they learn from others and they start to separate. But at that point, somewhere shortly after the fifth year that you have to take care of them, they develop something. We're not sure where that's coming from or the influence. Hopefully, it's not coming from home. That was an amazing time for me to understand that they only see colors because we may point it out. And before that, they have no acknowledgement of it because it's not important to them. We're talking about the differences. We're talking about being good fathers. We're talking about setting an example or a path in which we should put our children on. If you carry hate within your heart, it's detectable. Not by you, but by the ones who are looking up to you. Your reaction, your words, your comments are all being observed. Your action is being paid close attention to. If you carry hate, there is a better way to live your life. If you carry envy or greed, the same thing. There is a better way to live the life. If you're angry or you're fearful, you may be insecure, you're emotionally weak, there is a better way to live your life. You have to be mindful of the stress that you are putting on yourself just to maintain this image. The body is not designed to carry it, so we get sick, we react, we get depressed, we gain weight, we lose weight. Our emotions are all over the place. But a lot of it has to do with the load that you're carrying. There is a better way, another way to live the life. We see the anger and how it comes out of us towards others. For whatever reason, there is a better way to live your life. When we're talking about a spiritual existence, we're talking about life. We're talking about everything. When we showed up here, there was a plan. There was an agenda. There was a purpose. Along the journey, we were led away. Not because we weren't exposed to the quality or the greatness of life. We were led away because of a strong influence. I said in my little mention earlier that we don't discuss religion at home, and I didn't want to choose for them. I also didn't want to choose their food, but we created the International Wednesday, and it went for a while. It didn't always pan out because, you know, you have to know how to cook the food from that country for it to be great. So we started ordering it in, and we buying it as if we could, because we live in a place where we can order a lot of different foods from a lot of different cultures or countries. So that was important. The journey for your children and the reason for the children is they choose you as a parent. Your children chose you to be their guide in this, their first years of their lives. And once we finish that, we put them on a path, we pull the bow and arrow and let them fly. We're the bow, they're the arrow. They go where they want to go because that was the intention. And where they end up is where they want it to be. Hopefully they weren't influenced by a strong gush of wind or a brick wall. Either way, we're supposed to set them up and put them in the right path and let them be free. We don't own the children. We're just taking care of them for now. And their time will come where they'll move on. And they will accept the role as other parents, as if we're paying it forward to take on. The children did choose you. So there has to be a great quality, should be a great quality within you as to why you were chosen to be that father. And the role that you play as that father. You may look at it at time and say, man, this is not what I had signed up for, but you're missing the education that you've gotten from it. A lot of us people generally walk away from our responsibilities because we're simply too afraid to accept responsibilities. But you were chosen for a reason. Get the wisdom or the lesson as to why this honor was given to you. Why did you have this opportunity for you to be a part of this? There is a reason. You may think the children interrupts your life, makes it horrible. Yeah, no, I didn't get any joy out of waking up in the middle of the winter at 1 a.m. to go pick up one of my sons from his part-time job. But I had to do it, so it wasn't something that I needed to complain about. What I had to do shortly thereafter is figure out for him to get his own car and, you know, ease my load. But the point was, I was there to assist him at that moment when he needed it. This is why we play the role as fathers. What you plant is what you will reap. And I have said this many times. So, if you're doing good, good will come back to you. If you're being that bad person, that will come back to you. When it comes to your children, you have an obligation to do the best of your ability. Be prepared to educate your children to the best of today because you're preparing them for what is to become. They may not like what you've learned or like the profession that you're a part of or what you do, but you have to make them strong enough for them to be able to fight this battle called life or to participate effectively with this, what we call life. We have a responsibility, and this is why we do what we do. Happy Father's Day to everybody. And I'm supposed to be telling Father's Day garage joke or however it works. I don't get them, but that's okay. I was offering my kids some brownies. I asked them if they wanted brownies. And they said yes. So I got a brown piece of paper and I cut it in the shape of an E and I handed it to them. There you go, brownies. I think that's funny. Have we got anything else there, sir?
You're on a roll today. We just have two emails. Folks, again, we have a few minutes. You can write in to Barrington. This is Barrington Awaken. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. instudio101@gmail.com for a question, comment, anything. Just say hello. Kathy wrote in and said, Barrington, that is such a sweet, sweet story about the adoption and your son not realizing which child was adopted. Man, can the world learn something from that story? That is from Kathy. And Paul just wrote in and said, listening to you from Washington, D.C., happy Father's Day. And that's from Paul. And back to you.
Thank you very much for that, Paul. And happy Father's Day to you, too, if you're one of them or if you're planning it. It's a great honor to have this role to play. You may not see the joy in it every step of the way, but when you look at the big picture of it all, you have to see the joy and the opportunity to be that one in the role. Let me say this. I'm telling these jokes, the brownie, the man in the field. It's guys' jokes. This is what we're doing. So Gary says, I'm on a roll. You know, so they're fun. Some of them are funny. They're not funny to me. You ever wondered why seagulls are called seagulls and they don't hang out at the sea? They hang out usually in the bay, but typically you can't really call them bagels, can you? Wow. Yeah. Okay. So back to this. Kathy, thank you very much for this. I don't know where it's coming from today. The story of my son, who didn't acknowledge one child in the family being a different color. Like he didn't see that. We grew up with this family. We're friends of all of them. They're big teenagers and some adults now. But the point is, yeah, we cannot see. The children will not see the color or understand it. They're all children and they're all playing and they all have the same thing in common. I think if it's wrong that we start to show them our views, our ideologies, especially if we know within ourselves that they're not good. So, beautiful story. Yes, I will take that one with me. I can't wait to tell that story at his wedding. But the point being is that we're on a path of putting our children on a better path in front of us. We're not going to agree with everything they do because it's not possible. But we have to see to it that the fundamental part of it, the core, is that you've built a strong person ready to take on what is being offered to them. This is what we talk about. Today, our show is all over the place, but it's Father's Day. And I just wanted to say happy Father's Day to every father who's out there. Whatever it is that you're doing, you may get a tie, you may not get one. I get a Twinkie, and it's funny. It's a joke for us, but it is what I get. And it's Father's Day, they acknowledge that I exist, and that's important. But that's not the be all and end all. I'm not putting in all the time or raising the children just so I could get a Twinkie at the end of the day. It's the gift that matters, not the Twinkie itself, if you even know what a Twinkie is. So happy Father's Day to everybody. We talk about spirituality. It's what we do. We try to get you on the best path, get you on the best way of life. Make sure you're getting from it what you should or what you deserve to get, to know that you are the highest power within yourself. You have to be a part of it. You have to be productive in our society. You have to live according to the laws of nature. What we talk about is in the spiritual realm is to get you reintroduced to the spiritual side of you. Most people have stepped away from it. Some are fully unaware of it. Occasionally they get a gut feeling and they don't understand it, or they hear or make mention of something and they physically hear it seconds later. It's just the communication is still there. You just haven't practiced it. You just haven't practiced it. But a spiritual way of life sort of guides you to all on the path of righteousness where you need to be. We talk about spiritual guidance, spirituality, a way of life that does not involve hating anybody, being envious of anyone, thinking you're lesser than someone. We're all equal. You're all equal. And we talk about a lifestyle that will put you in a place, in a journey, in a path that will take you to your own peace and tranquility, if you want to say that. Spirituality just gives you an idea. It opens the door. It reconnects you to the way of life, to nature's way of life. It's a path. And I said earlier, I'm very thankful that the listeners, you, the audience, is responding in a very positive manner to what is being taught here or what's being mentioned here. I'd like to say I'm not teaching. I'm just opening a door for you to come in. We sat as a family and learned sign language from as little as they were, teaching them to say more milk and stuff like that, and more not enough or have to go toilet, whatever. You learn the sign language. I was told a long time ago that the kids could respond to it better than actually verbalizing the language. It didn't interrupt that part. We mainly did the sign language away from the home, more so just to get them used to it. But the point that I'm trying to make is in the process of learning the sign language, we were bonding together as a family and doing the one thing that we all had in common. And when I mess up a sign, my kids were so happy to point that out to me. And I was still happy because they were paying attention and I was spending time. As a father, you spend time with the children. This is what we're talking about today. It's Father's Day. You want to get on the path. When I mentioned growing up with my children, I didn't teach them to pray. It wasn't important to me. I taught them the possibility of learning how to meditate. It was mentioned to them. Do I push it on them? No, they will find their own way. Today, I don't know where they're at because we still don't talk about any of that stuff. I'm just happy to watch them growing into being men. And we play, we crack jokes. I tease them a lot. I did. And the reason I was teasing them is I figured if they learn that the teasing is just mere words, they won't take it when they get outside and somebody else who disagrees with what they're doing or don't like, they don't take offense to it. They just realize that every man, every person has their own opinion. I taught them how to have thick skin because it's important. And as grown people, I say, if you are going to pray, pray for big shoulders, because sometimes that heavy load is going to fall on you. You want to be able to have the strength to carry it. This is why I teach. This is why I teased the children when they were young. I told you about the bicycle story. And the good part of the bicycle story, like I said, he's going to bed with the idea of going tomorrow to get a treat. And he was to handle this task, and then he could have whatever treat he wants. And he did. They did, all three. Because it was important, it was their day, and it made it happen. So the emphasis of them trying to focus on trying to hold up the bicycle, doing all these things, didn't exist. Because we have the ability within us to do everything, create anything we want. And I have said to them, always, school is fun and it's easy, so they don't label it within themselves as being hard. It was fun and it was easy, and we made it that way because they could take it and not be stressed out about it, because they know within themselves that it's fun and it's easy and to enjoy it. I've encouraged every single one of them when they finish their high school to travel and go see the world. Go visit family anywhere you can. I start them on a path of traveling a lot. They know about it and they're part of it. And it's amazing. And I encourage them, before you get into your post-secondary education, you have an opportunity to step out into the world and see some of the world. Before you choose the profession that you think you want, make sure you have an opportunity to know who you are, because I'm totally convinced that an 18-year-old child will not be able to choose his path for the rest of his life consider, and he doesn't even know where he's at. So I encourage them to travel, to go away, take trips, do all these things, and learn who you are. I remember my oldest son called me, and he was somewhere in Greece, and he was telling me how amazing he was having such an amazing time, and it's fun, and getting the idea of what I was saying about traveling and being free. And my response was, so why are you wasting your time calling me? Hang up the phone and suck it up. We'll talk about it when you get home. So I hung up on him. And that sent me the message that he was listening all these years. Spend time with your children. And he brought me home a mug from his many country jumping. And the mug says, I can't remember right now. Don't panic. And if you're panicking, call Barry. That's what they call me. That's what it says. In an emergency, call Barry. There you go. Pay attention to the children. Today's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Sorry, everybody. I was just throwing all these things out there today just to say that if you allow them to be who they are, and I'm speaking generally for the fathers, and we don't want to bend them into our way. We don't want to bend them into the form. We don't want to bend them to see our way, because today is their day. The new generation will always have conflict with the old generation and vice versa, simply because things are changing. Everything changes. And we have this opportunity to sit back and embrace the change. We may not agree with them. And some of them, of course, make you scratch your head. But the point is, this is the life that is most prevalent today. And the children that you've raised is living a part of it. We need to take a step back and relax a little bit and enjoy being the father that we are. Because it is Father's Day. And we want to enjoy it as best as we possibly can. We have time. Do we have any more emails?
Yes, we do. Let's see here. Rhonda E. wrote in. And Rhonda says, Happy Father's Day, Barrington. It's nice to hear stories of you raising your sons. It is inspiring to hear an example of a strong, present father preparing the next generation of young men for a successful launch into adulthood. And that's from Rhonda. And let me just double check really quick here to see. And that's it. Back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you. We coming down to the end of our show. Rhonda, thank you very much. It's I'm flabbergasted that you find it inspiring. This is our method. It's worked for us. I encourage them because I want them to be strong. Because whatever comes their way, strength is what will get them through. And if they're not strong for that, I'm not, you know, it didn't matter to me much that they got 95 in their class or 45. If they're slacking off, yeah, of course, you have to pass. But the thing is, my emphasis was on the fact that I want them to be strong men to take on whatever. Like you've mentioned, it's inspiring to launch them into adulthood. I appreciate you saying that, but you want to make sure that they are strong. If they're not strong, the problems will start there. Emphasize on the fact that they are strong, have thick skin, knows how to get along, and know how to function in society. One of the things I mentioned as I taught my children, every time you pass somebody, you acknowledge them, you say hello, you wave, you do something, simply because you're waving to somebody who's just like you. Regardless of how it appears in their physicality, they're still just like you. But so thank you very much for that. I appreciate you saying that, and thank you for being a part of the show. How do you get to be that person that's going to be the pillar for your children? You have to find yourself as the father. The young person who's going to become the father, you have to know who you are. And it's important that you know all the good qualities of yourself, and because you will be passing them on, as well as you'll be passing on the bad qualities. And you might not think your children are paying attention or seeing the bad habits. You know, I ask people for very long. People said to me for a very long time, how do we develop the love of alcohol? And they say it's passed down through the blood, DNA, cells, probably true. I am not 100% sure. But I know for sure that when you got drunk, you're having a good time or a bad time. And your children is seeing that. And they'll associate that with alcohol. If it's the party, everybody's happy. So then your kids will mimic that. If it's bad person being, you know, over abusive and whatever the case may be, because of alcohol, the person will also see that. The truth will come out at that point. So our children will take to it whether or not it's serving us well or not serving us at all. Just thought I'd mention that. I want to talk about spirituality for the last few minutes of our show. I want to invite you to step into the world of spirituality and think about how well it could conduct your life. If you are sick, you will learn how to repair yourself because your body has that tool within it. If you're unhappy, you will definitely know how to get to that happy place because your body has that tool within it. If you're not feeling very confident, if you're feeling afraid, if you're nervous all the time, or you're not loving, and God forbid, are you hating somebody, this is not the way to conduct yourself. Spiritual life will teach you the peace and tranquility of life and how to connect to the greater part of life, the good in life. You'd never see the trees out there arguing with each other. You'll never see the trees comparing the fruits of their tree to the fruits of the other tree adjacent to them, though they're in different parts of the world. But the point being, they accept it for what it is. And we will have to stand up and accept it for what it is. Make the best life for you. And in doing that, you're making the best life for your children. You might be chasing that mighty dollar. Well, if that's what you want for them, you're teaching them that without knowing it. And if you want to sit on the couch and not do anything, you're also teaching them that by not knowing it. They are watching your action. They're following what you do. Why do we do spirituality? We do it because it gives us the guidance in which we should follow our journey through life. Our children choose us to get them set up, prepped, ready to be launched into adulthood, regardless of where they're going to land. We may not enjoy it. They may choose a lifestyle that we totally disagree with. They may choose the religion that drives you crazy or you don't agree with, or may choose one, period. This is what they will do. And we have to stand back and allow them to live their time as we're doing ours. Choose their path as we may have chosen ours. Follow their own guidance at points in their lives as we have done the same. They are many us doing exactly what they want to do. I want to say for the last couple of minutes that we want to talk about the meditation. One of the things I get quite often is, how do we do it? How do we get into it? What is the benefit of it? And how can we live our lives doing the meditation or living the spiritual world? Well, the meditative part of our existence, it's something you could do every single conscious minute of your life. And if you do it long enough, it becomes a part of your dreams. What you're learning how to do is to slow the brain down and stopping all the thoughts that's coming in really fast and heavy from you. You're going to stop those and slow it down and allow yourself to reconnect, to recalibrate, to get back to the path that you're on should you fall off. Have you fallen off? It allows you to slow down the thoughts, allow that. You could get to a point in your life where you're not thinking of anything at all and you're reconnecting to all that there is. If you are stressed, you want to get to that point. Work hard not to get to a point where you don't have too many things that you're thinking about. If you're depressed, you want to get to that point. You want to get to the point where you don't have a lot of things that you're thinking about. Allow the fresh air, the recalibrations, the reconnection, the rejoining of the brain, the soul within you, within the body, to reconnect with the soul that's external the body. And it rejuvenates. I want to leave you with that thought and thank you very much for being a part of the show. As we come to a close, I wish you a wonderful week and we will reconsume another time. Enjoy the week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.